Boa noite a todos, o meu nome é Diogo Rivers, estou aqui a representar a Rádio Universidade de Coimbra, 107.9 FM ou online em RUC.pt, diretamente do segundo dia do AmpliFest e logo depois de um maravilhoso concerto que nós tivemos a oportunidade de ver, The Vibe and The Soul, que foram provavelmente dos concertos deste festival e eu vou estar aqui a falar com uma das suas protagonizantes. Nós vamos construir a entrevista em inglês, vocês já sabem. Portugal também fala inglês, malta, e nós também falamos inglês na rádio, por isso não há problema. Ok, so, let us start then. Thank you so much for joining me. Introduce yourself, tell a little bit about the Vibe and the Soul, and how are you feeling?
Oh yeah, hi, my name is Takia, and I'm in Divide and Dissolve, and our band is based out of so-called Australia, in Melbourne, and yeah, it's like, I play guitar and saxophone, and then there's drums, and it's like slow, and it's melodic, and yeah, it feels very good. And, oh yeah, yeah, today I just played AmpliFest, and I just feel like super excited.
Yeah, we were very excited as well because you guys, the release that you guys had this year was a very, very, very anticipated for us. We've been on the lookout at Radio Universidade de Coimbra. The people that like the loud music, we have been loving you and we were very anxious about the concert today. And first time in Portugal as well, playing in AmpliFest. So how do you guys found the place and the people and the crowd?
Oh yeah, well this is our first time in Porto, and like last year I got the chance to play in the Azores.
Oh yeah, of course.
It was so wonderful. I am having the best time. In fact, I'm having such a great time that in 3 weeks' time I'm going to come on holiday here. Because I was just like, this is awesome. I love it.
That's great. That's amazing. I forgot that you guys played in the Azores last year, and that was how I found out about you guys actually. So I'm sorry. I apologize. It's also I'm also tired. You're also tired. You just had a long concert. Something that strikes me about the Vibe and the Soul, not just the melodic aspects to it with the saxophone and a lot of the feedback that's coming from your guitar, but it's also really the percussion. We don't have Scarlett here with us talking, but it's really wonderful how both those things interact with each other, and they sort of like align with each other very perfectly and sonically sound so lush and so full. And when you guys rehearse, for example, do you guys have that notion of how full like the sound that you guys are making is, or you guys are just playing by the pure vibes only?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of vibes, and there's a lot of like, I mean, like I designed my sound so that it interacts with the drums in a certain way. Like the fullness is like very intentional. And I feel really grateful that Scarlett and I are getting to play music, and like also like Sylvie and I, we wrote the record, and like it was all very intentional. Like Nick mixed it, Ruben produced it, like this other guy mastered it, and like, you know, we're on tour with Marcus, he's like our tour manager, and then I have my management and like the label. Like there's the thing is, like I more and more as like time progresses, I'm just like, wow, like I work together with a lot of people in order for this sound to be able to be made, you know. Like Hiwatt gave us these amps to like tour with, and like, you know, I'm just like, and there's like all these speakers involved, and like lifting the speakers and like connecting the amps, and like, you know, the electricity, you know, coming from the earth, and like the resonance. Like I'm just like, a lot of components have to come together in order for this to sound the way it does. And like, so, and like fortunately we got to play at AmpliFest, and I just feel very excited and very good, and like so happy, and thank you so much for having me. me.
And that's wonderful. And everything is connected back to the earth as well, so with the electricity and everything. Also, another thing that I really wanted to mention as a guitarist as well, I feel represented, I feel seen, I feel heard by the use of a telly, by the use of a telly in extreme music, like which is also something that I'm trying myself to find my own sound in that. And also, for almost the Jimi Hendrix sort of turning the guitar the other way. I wanted to ask, because I couldn't see from couldn't tell properly from the place where I was singing in the crowd. But are your strings reversed or no?
No, I just play a right-handed guitar, but I'm left-handed, and that's why I play it upside down.
Yeah, that's like amazing, and I feel like that also plays a lot into the resonance. We're not going to nerd out about the things. We're going to get back to the vibe and the soul. It's really, I found it very, very heartwarming what you guys did in the middle of the gig by stopping, addressing the public, talking about each other, and talking about subject matters that are very apparent in you guys' music and in your guys' the way that you guys present yourselves to the world. But I feel that it's very important always to be ready to talk about it. And in such a place such as Amplifest, which recently declared itself as an anti-fascist festival, I think that was very important for all those pieces to align. I think it was the right concert at the right time to be happening. And in discussions that are so often forgotten in the music scene, perhaps in Portugal specifically, because that's where my point of view is, the plight of indigenous people, colonialism, white nationality, which a lot of it also traces back to Portugal as some of its source, which historically, you know, we all know, it all makes sense. So what I wanted to ask is if the politics of this discourse, do you think that it exists in you guys' music, in outside of the music, as like it's a backdrop for the music, or is it intrinsically intertwined to the way that you guys make your music?
It's absolutely intrinsically intertwined and interwoven and like interdependent, like it's all connected. Yeah, there's no separation. It's impossible to like quantify these like particular aspects and to be able to separate them. So yeah.
Yeah, I sort of expected that answer too, because it also strikes me that it feels very, very not only just attaches as in the middle of it, like it's also a note that you're putting on a tab, or like it's also one of the symbols that's being crashed. You guys are going to tour with Chelsea Wolfe in the future, which is, I bet, super exciting. Super exciting. You guys have been touring a lot, actually. You guys have been gigging. Like, you guys are living the gig life recently. Since COVID and all of this, like, you know, the stillness that happened, obviously, for healthcare reasons and everything, and being put in this position where you're, like, in 4 weeks straight, like, you're touring, and then after a couple months, perhaps, you're going to be back touring. Like, how are you adapting to that in this new reality story that we live in?
Yeah, I mean, it's all kind of unexpected, and yeah, there's like a lot of different reasons why the touring has happened so much, and like, also like people were like, hey, you want to play these shows and these festivals? So I'm like, yeah. And I really appreciate people wanting to book our band, and like, I'm very excited to play music, so yeah, it's kind of all like a long story, but not really. It's like, oh, you want us to play? Great. And like, also, in regards to, like, supporting Chelsea Wolfe, like, I feel so excited because she's awesome. She's such a wonderful person and, like, my friend, and, like, I feel grateful because I love to play music, and I think that our music will, like, go together very well. So, yeah.
I also feel represented by the saxophone. I wanted to mention that. I think it's such a cool addition, such an odd instrument you have in a more a metal or every setting. I just wanted to mention that, but I don't want to take any more of your time. Thank you so much for joining me today. It was wonderful not only finally watching you guys live after a couple after many months of like expectations, like, oh my god, this is going to actually happen, to actually have happened and having been one easily one of the highlights of the festival. Please rest, you guys deserve it. Hope you enjoy Portugal when you have your holiday here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day as well. Tivemos agora com Divide and Dissolve na Rádio Universidade de Coimbra 107.9, online em rug.pt.